the people envisioned years ago, 15 years ago. And we have been able to keep the legislators' hands off of most of the principal. And one of the key people on that board is former Representative Oral Freeman. And every time that he had an opportunity, he would believe in saving as much as possible the earnings of the capital investment. And that's what I have done. I put a bill in there for $750 million. Because I fear that the board themselves may find themselves in a predicament, and I haven't announced this to them that much, although I know one person knows that the bill's in there, that they may be encouraged to sell and gain the earnings, especially in January and in December, where we probably realize on paper over $1 billion increase in earnings if we should sell. But as logical people who are also responsible for the next generation as well as this generation, they may hesitate as to when to sell our earnings. And if they feel that we're going to save it and invest it for the next generation, then fine, they may be encouraged to do it today. But if they know that we're going to spend it right away, then they may be discouraged from selling our potential capital gains. And this is the part I want to get to right now, is that I think that what we've done before under Mr. Freeman, we did agree 50-50, and we made a substantial gift of almost $2 billion, actually it's $1.8 billion, over two legislatures to save the earnings and to save the capital gains. And I'd like to see us do that now. As the lady from Juneau mentioned, there's more than one way to look at this windfall for Alaska, but I think there's a major obligation of considering the next generation. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Request permission on the floor to briefly speak on the permanent fund.
Any objections? None.
Okay, I just have a couple of comments that came to mind as the two former representatives were speaking, and one I think is a public misperception that probably should be clarified. In the corpus of the permanent fund today, only about 40% of what's in there is due to the constitutional mandates when a permanent fund was established. An additional 36% that's in the corpus was there by special appropriations of the legislature. So the legislature has not ever raided the permanent fund. The legislature has always plowed those earning reserves back into the corpus of the permanent fund. The remaining 24% that's in the corpus came from inflation proofing, which again is an appropriation by the legislature. So 60 out of the 100% of the dollars that are in the permanent fund are there because of special action by the legislature. And I think we have to get that message out to the public. The legislature does not raid the permanent fund. It protects it. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Mr. President, we stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday.
10 a.m. Friday.